If you don't mind, first, just like introducing yourself, so your name, major, and then what you're planning on doing post-grad.
Okay. My name is Chris Rico. My major is... I'm sorry.
You can start over if you want, don't worry.
You got a big piece of red pepper flake.
Oh boy.
Just me trying to get rid of my allergies. Okay. My name is Chris Rico. I am a mechanical engineering major. Also studied a minor in energy engineering and the global certificate. The global engineering development certificate. And after I graduate, I planned to either go to grad school for nuclear fusion engineering in the Netherlands or nuclear engineering in Switzerland. I'm just waiting to see who gives me a better scholarship.
Awesome. Okay, so the first question that we have is, what is the biggest lesson you've learned throughout your 4 years?
Like from Duke or just in general?
From Duke.
I would say that the biggest lesson that I've learned is self-reliance. Your class or your professor or your job is not always going to give you the resources you need to succeed. So understanding your own strengths and kind of how to teach yourself was a big lesson I took away from Duke, and I think it's been pretty helpful for my success.
Awesome. And then what has been a highlight moment of engineering at Duke and then also your Duke experience as a whole?
Oh God, highlight of engineering. I've had quite a few.
You can name multiple.
I think from my second year at Duke, a big highlight was taking Dr. Twiss's design course and launching J-type rockets into the atmosphere. That was awesome. and I think from senior year as well, being able to do these awesome projects that I was involved in, both in my senior design group building that Stirling engine and working in Dr. Hotz's energy lab, just kind of getting to see all the things that I learned at Duke come together. And then, God, highlight for time at Duke. I don't have any one particular moment, but just the time that I've gotten to spend with the people who I live with now, kind of like my 7 best friends in the world. So I didn't know any of them like until second semester freshman year, and getting to live with them in a house for a year has been awesome.
Oh, that's so nice. Okay, so final question is, what is your advice to underclassmen?
I think my advice is what it says on the back of the CoLab t-shirts, which is the work that you do when you should be working is the work worth doing. Duke gives us a ton of resources to do our own passion projects. And I think you learn the most about being an engineer doing those passion projects. So go looking for those resources and kind of, you have your like class requirements, but kind of get your schedule in order and find time to work on your own stuff.
Oh, that's a good one.
So that's all of the questions we had, but if you have any other reflections about your experience at Duke as a whole or Pratt, feel free to share. You don't have to, but if you just have anything that you would want listeners to hear, then by all means, share anything, but that's all the questions.
I think one other thing is, like, if you take a class with a professor where you're really interested in the topic, like, what you learn in the class is probably that professor's, like, really, really dumbed down, like, limited version of that kind of area of knowledge. For instance, when we took material science with Dr. Bloom, I didn't realize while I was in that class that he's like one of the top researchers in the world on perovskite solar cells, which is a topic that I was interested in. So take the time to get to know the professors that are in the classes that you're really interested in, and like flunch them and like meet with them, because they have a lot more to tell you than you get in the class.
Awesome. Cool. Well, yeah, that was it. And awesome. Then you could just text me.